Good afternoon. We'll enjoy full sunshine through the afternoon across interior New York and New England, combined with low humidity, making for a warm and beautiful and comfortable afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-80s on average. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight with high pressure and control across the area, keeping it dry, and a southerly wind flow developing, keeping temperatures in the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, a cold front will approach from the Great Lakes. On its approach, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, but it will be dry through the morning and even for the better part of the afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will begin to pop up during the middle and latter part of the afternoon, especially in central New York, and spread east during the latter stages of the day and into the evening. The best chance of rain will be through tomorrow evening and into the night, and some of the thunderstorms could be strong with gusty wind and torrential downpours. Highs on Saturday will again be in the middle 80s. The front will hang around for Saturday night and at least Sunday morning with cloudy skies and more showers likely. As the front slowly slides to the south and east during the day Sunday, most of the northern half of New York and New England will dry out, but we still run the risk of a few showers in southern sections. Everywhere will be cooler, with temperatures holding near 70. The extent of that front to the south will determine what we get for Monday and Tuesday of next week. Right now, it looks like there's a good chance of showers, especially from I-90 south both days. Otherwise, partly sunny skies and highs around 70 before drying out completely on Wednesday and Thursday with a good amount of sun both days in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of eastern New Mexico through western Texas. With increasing instability, storms are expected to develop over the higher terrain of New Mexico this afternoon. The storms will initially be high-based and undergo intensification as they develop southeastward through the instability axis. Vertical shear will support multicell and marginal supercell structures, but storms may eventually grow upscale during the evening. Large hail and damaging wind will be the main threats with the stronger storms. And flood watches and warnings remain in effect for most of Texas, Oklahoma, and parts of southern Kansas, Missouri, and western Arkansas as rain within these thunderstorms moves over already saturated ground. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny, near 80, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low, 51. The record high 93 set in 1931, and the record low 34 in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m., sunset this evening 8:24 p.m., 15 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm today with low humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and warm today with low humidity and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny and warm today with low humidity and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and warm today, low humidity also with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine and warm temperatures today with low humidity, highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing cloud, showers and thunderstorms developing during the afternoon from central New York to points east into New England by late afternoon and through the evening. Highs in the middle 80s. Rain showers likely Sunday, especially in the morning. Dry during the evening in the areas north of I-90. Highs only around 70. A mix of sun and clouds. Chance of showers Monday. Chance of showers Tuesday. Highs around 70 both days. Then dry weather with mostly sunny skies Wednesday and Thursday in the upper 70s to around 80. Have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.